about.
Mambos, rangoons, sweater puffs, sweet rolls, hefties, angel cakes, lactoids.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Does anyone hear me complaining about the breasts?
I really want her boobs.
Oh, she has got a tremendous set of boobs.
To me, they're too large.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know. To me, she looks structurally unsound.
I want to squeeze them.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Cause she got big-ass boobies.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These big cans are one-third larger.
Roll another one.
Boobie!
Just like the other one.
She does have great cans.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Welcome to Hooterman.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Well, this was a big bust.
Roll.
Nice melons.
I don't have another cent.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
Boobs.
Just pass it around.
Big ones.
But don't bother that joint, my friend.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
And now,
I'm going to have big ones when I grow up.
Our feature presentation.
Good luck. Good luck, young lady.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Oh, hey, echo, echo,
wow.
Echo.
That was echo. Weird. Okay.
Sorry, we had a lot of echo for a second.
Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
I'm very disappointed to see Kevin.
I know, it's the worst.
Why are you guys so upset every time I show up?
Because we like that fun 1 minute where Ralph gets to be you and we get to imagine. Because in that 1 minute, all possibilities are on the table.
Right.
We don't know whether you're dead, whether you're in Mexico.
I'm a stripper for Cockamore.
I'm in a bush.
We don't know if you're at the Roxy.
We need a party bus.
Trying to figure out where we are.
Come on.
We love that minute where we could just imagine all the great things that you could be doing.
You're not the only one, because when I tore in the parking lot at the end of the Linkin Park song,
yes,
all of the people in line were yelling, late.
I was like, not yet,
not late. Unbelievable.
Come on now. Well, this is, we always say it's the most wonderful time of the year, and it's the most beautiful day of the year, because it is finally here. Miss Double December 2011 will happen in front of us. And by the way, when we get here every year to the beautiful Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California, who are very generous hosts that we're so happy to come back every year to, I'm always amazed at what a death trap the runway is.
No way. Are you kidding?
Yeah, they could plunge to their
death. This is the
best
it's ever been.
Once that runway starts being used, you could fall off of it and you would never hit the ground, because there will be thousands of people packed around it to see our contestants for the Miss Double December contest.
None of whom the Miss Double Decembers would want to catch them.
No. However, here comes some now. Here comes some Double D's.
Oh,
they're starting to show up.
Twins.
By the way, little drama already. Little drama.
Excellent.
We've had one competitor drop out of the competition as of 3:30 this morning.
3:30 this morning?
What?
Yes.
She got fat overnight?
She got fat overnight. She got pregnant? She got pregnant and fat.
Who said that? Psycho Mike, was that you?
Who else?
Yeah. Of course.
She wasn't fine 2 days ago and fat today, Mike.
How do we know? Is there another good reason why she isn't here?
Wait, who dropped
out? I'm saying fat.
Michelle has dropped out of the competition.
Our hot rod lady.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hot rod Hellkitten Michelle.
I was looking forward to meeting her.
Has dropped out of the competition. No real explanation except that she was no longer interested in our shenanigans.
She said no thanks?
Yeah, pretty much.
She couldn't miss the Tiger Army show.
That's super good news for the remaining 9 contestants. A little less competition for them. But I think it's telling that the dropout email came to Alex at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, me too.
This wasn't yesterday afternoon where her schedule changed.
She was up and getting ready, and she's like, I don't know.
I think she was getting home.
Oh, okay.
And she said, I have a snoot full of Jaeger. I'm probably going to lay down right now instead of driving to Fullerton.
Snoot full of Jaeger.
Something about the truth, by the way. And who says, I can't really blame her. If she came home drunk at 3:30, you know, why would you put up with our nonsense?
Yeah.
But it is good news for the other 9, or the fine 9, as I like to call it.
The fine 9.
Very
yes.
Nice. Look, if she didn't want to put up with us today, she certainly wasn't going to have a good time being Miss Double D for a year.
Let's say
she can't handle one morning with Kevin Abeen, she's not the right person for the job anyway.
So, and then there were 9. We're whittling them down already.
All right. Well, we have plenty to tell you about from the live broadcast. As I understand, by the way, you can come on down. I think the doors don't open until 6 officially. There's a line outside, but it looks like if you came down now, I think you'd get in.
Yeah, it's a big line, though.
Bring a toy, too, an unwrapped toy.
Yes. The Marines are here, by the way. Alex is already making her plans for after the show.
I met them all already.
Did you?
I went up and shook
every nice group?
Hand. It's a nice group.
Alex is so going to be airtight by the end of the show. That's all I'm telling you.
Anyway, you get all the details about where we are and what we're doing at kevinabeen.com. Right now, though, time for your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for Kevin Abeen's What It Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
Sweet.
Steve?
I hit it.
Good as
I hit it again, Steve.
Come on, Steve. What the hell?
Hit it one more time.
You're going to fire Steve.
Well, this has been a long time coming.
Good.
We'll move on to...
What it do, nephew?
Let's just go to Allison on line 1. You get a Kevin Abeen t-shirt for being on the air with us today, as those really exist, right? Allison, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. Welcome to the Kevin Abeen Show. What it do?
Hello?
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 Can you hear us?
Allison, can you hear us?
I can't
hear anything. All right. Oh, that's good.
Allison. 0 for 2.
Who's back at the station? Is that Beer Mug?
Beer Mug, yeah.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Hey, Mug, is there any way you can make it possible?
Press mix minus in, Mug.
So Allison can hear us again?
Yeah, thank you, Omar. Thanks for that in-depth help.
What he's trying to say is the ISDN that's beating us, he needs to have in mix minus.
Allison, can you hear us now?
This is good.
Hey, I can hear you now.
There we go.
We apologize. We have a retarded
board. If only we had known this remote was coming up. If only we had some way of knowing that we were going to be down here broadcasting live.
And somehow we all voted that Beer Mug would be cool.
I know. None of this is on the air, guys. The show doesn't start till 6.
No, we're on.
Don't even worry about it. Allison, what are you calling about, my dear?
All right. Well, I was calling about women in the locker room who leave their clothes off for a way too long period of time.
No such thing, Allison. I'm sorry. That does not exist.
Well, wait a minute.
It's the women's locker room.
Wait a minute now. It's the women you don't want to keep their clothes off, right?
No, exactly. It's pretty horrible. It seems like you can't look, but it's out of your peripherals while you're getting ready.
Now, are you talking about high school? You're talking about college? Are you talking about a spa, a gym?
24-hour fitness, yeah.
Okay, so 24-hour fitness. So there could be like 60-year-olds in there, and you're like, hey, dude. Hey,
yeah,
dude.
Is there any way we could not hear lightning in our headphones while we're trying to do a radio show?
It's our engineer here.
What the hell's going on here? I'm sorry, Allison. This is a disaster.
We're saying cover up, ladies. That's what you're saying.
And we're saying no.
Well, unless they got the big lady garden going on downstairs.
But it's worth the risk for the good ones.
You don't want the gray Brillo pad.
You don't. I agree.
Allison, hang on for your imaginary t-shirt, and thank you for the call. Let's just do one more and cut our losses. This is going to be Brian on line 4. Thank you for calling, Brian. Welcome to the show. What it do?
What it do, nephews? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Hey, guys. I was laughing that Ralph got his license plate ticket. I just want to let him know that...
Before you go on, Brian, I just want to mention that for those of you who didn't hear, Ralph got pulled over for and got a ticket for not having a front license plate.
Yeah. All right.
Now you have a tip for him?
Well, yeah, he could... If the car's manufactured without that bracket...
Which it is.
It is.
I can fight it?
And actually get away with it. I got a ticket for seatbelts in my 63 Buick because they're not proper shoulder belts. I actually beat it because it was just made with lap belts.
No kidding. That doesn't sound right to me.
No, me either.
It seems to me like you have to upgrade the automobile to conform with, you know, 21st century standards.
Well, you
standards.
Might not if it's an older car, but his isn't an older car. It's just a replica
interesting.
Of an older car.
But
it's just a replica of an older car.
Shut up.
It's a nice yellow replica, though, right?
It's orange, first of all.
So you're saying he goes in and he says, this is a particular car. It was not made to have a front license plate, Your Honor. And then the judge will say, okay?
It's quite possible.
Nope, you're being set up.
I don't think that's possible at all, Brian. But I like the way you think.
Along with Kevin, for you, red light tickets, the photographs.
Yes.
Because it's a third party seeing that. If an officer is not present, you can fight that as well because an officer isn't present.
Wow, Brian is just raging against the machine.
He sure is. He sure is. All right, hang on for your imaginary Kevin and me T-shirt. Thank you very much for
the call. All right, guys, take care. Enjoy.
I'm going to let Brian be my counsel when I go into court.
He gave us imaginary help. We gave him an imaginary T-shirt.
I don't even know if that conversation actually took place. I feel like we're in Inception right now.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Let's.
We got these huge nipples, as we can all see. These really big, gigantic nipples.
Okay. It is Miss Double December, and it's the pageant. We're doing it live from the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton.
Are those contestants or just really hot fans over there?
Those are the milkmaids.
Oh, what are milkmaids?
They're here with adult chocolate.
They're the adult chocolate muffins. Oh, yeah. I love adult chocolate.
We get to drink from
so
the
much.
Spigot?
No. I think it comes in a bottle, Kevin.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I think the girls are producing chocolate milk with vodka in it out of their breasts.
Look, I'm just saying.
They're not even black. Use your head.
Oh, you're right.
Use your head.
I wasn't thinking. We're going to talk to our current Miss Double December, of course.
The beautiful Danielle. Did you see, do you follow her on the Twitter?
I don't.
She was waxing very poetic last night about what a wonderful reign she's had and how sad she is to see it come to an end. She's looking forward to the broadcast day. We're going to be sorry to see Danielle go as well.
I'd like to wax her poetic.
She's just waxing as well?
She's been a great Miss Double December.
She sure has.
She is a sweetheart.
We're also going to talk to the Marines because Alex and Lisa will not allow us not to.
Semper Fi.
Talking about their Toys for Tots, or as we call it, Toys for Tatas.
Oh, hoorah, come on now.
And then we've got the Miss Double December pageant, which includes the nude section.
There is not one moment of nudity.
Then the bathing suit.
There's a bathing suit. Yes.
Then there's the talent competition.
Right, that's correct also.
Then there's the nude competition.
Nope.
Then there's the interview competition.
Interview, yes. Nude, no.
And then there's the announcement.
Yes.
That's right.
Nude.
No nudity.
And we've got Steve-O coming down here as well, by the way.
And we found out this morning that Michelle's talent is not showing up. So that's a very unique talent. She'll be showing up.
She nailed it. She really nailed it.
She is talented.
So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break, and we will come back from Fullerton with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
There we go.
Make some noise, people.
Those are the peeps.
Yeah, good times, good times.
What about the women who are at the edge of the stage waiting for Miss Double December? What about that group?
Love them so much.
I do,
lesbians.
Too. I love them so much. You guys are lesbians, right? Well, very nice.
Just look at them.
You can go to KevinAndMe.com, by the way, and watch the proceedings live.
They got that look in their eye.
Around the world today.
I love vagina.
And you can come on down. If you do, please bring a new unwrapped toy. It's our annual Toys for Tatas campaign. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, in the tux, our friend Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Yes, I'm the one in the tux. Strike up the band.
All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Billboard has announced their annual list of the 10 most popular Christmas songs. Actually, they released a list of the top 100.
Oh, stupid Bean will be able to guess all 10.
This is the list of the most popular Christmas songs played on the radio last holiday season.
It's actually based on sales as well as airplay.
Okay.
So why don't you shut the F up?
I'm just saying.
You're talking about Beans. You have Keyboard Cat? Does that work?
No, I was trying to find Mr. Know-It-All, but I don't know if that happened or not, so we'll have to wait and see. All right, the top 100 was released. Here is the top 10 of that top 100. Okay, number 10, Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
All right.
It's the most wonderful time
I've heard it enough for a lifetime. Next.
Last Christmas by Wham was number 9.
Really?
That song is still very popular.
Shut up, Beam.
What? I'm not...
He's the one.
I should have known better to talk about Christmas music with Bean around. White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Only 8th on the list. I thought for sure that'd be number 1.
Why the Christmas got to be white?
The Christmas song, Nat King Cole.
That's the chestnuts roasting an open fire.
See I know. See, the problem is these are all from 1940.
These are all, almost all classic.
Except for Wham.
No real news.
Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives. Feliz Navidad.
Sure.
By Jose Feliciano was 5th. Jingle Bell Rock was 4th. Christmas in Sarajevo was 3rd by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'm not familiar with Christmas in Sarajevo, but it sounds like a bad time.
It's not good.
It's not where I want to celebrate Christmas.
No, it really
is.
It's
one of those big, weird Trans-Siberian Orchestra songs that, yeah, it sucks.
That's what I said. It's by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, I didn't know you meant that. Yeah, it sucks.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree was second. And the number one.
Can we guess? Would you mind if we do we have time to guess?
Oh, we got nothing but time.
All right.
I can't hear you over the music.
I know. Why is the music so loud? Is this it?
That's the number one
That's
Christmas
the number one Christmas song
of all time, yes.
Okay.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
What?
Wow. About that? Number one.
No way.
Huge, huge hit. See, Lisa, that's a relatively new Christmas song.
It is.
I mean,
I'm
probably 15 years old now.
It's number one, and it's a huge, huge hit. Is that what you're telling us, Pete?
Thank you.
Wow. You know the number one show on television? It's very popular. A lot of people watch it.
A lot of people watch it.
Yes. Chuck Norris in the news, believe it or not, is 70 years old. He has just been named an honorary Texas Ranger by the governor of Texas.
Hasn't he gotten enough? Chuck Norris.
Wasn't he always a Texas Ranger back when he was Walker?
I think just on TV.
Oh.
Now he's one
They finally
real.
Got around to giving him the honorary Texas Ranger
Why
badge.
Why so soon? Because that show is so popular today. Now, will he also be able to play for the Texas Rangers? Do they make that distinction?
File. Does Beerbug know how to put stuff in a file?
An on-location file. Jessica Simpson is denying rumors that she's pregnant.
Oh,
she is
thank God.
Just fat.
That's her defense?
That's my defense of her. Rumors have been swirling around her fiancé and her that they got engaged so quickly because she was pregnant, but she is not pregnant, say her representatives. In fact, the New York Post says she was recently seen at a bar in New York City the other night downing shots of tequila.
Well, that proves it.
So she's probably not pregnant, or her baby's going to have four arms.
Yeah.
So she got that going for her. However, Jessica and her fiancé, Eric Johnson.
Yeah, Eric.
May be planning to tie the knot as early as New Year's Eve.
Wow, that's fast.
Suck it, Nick Lachey.
So they're going to beat Nick to the altar.
That'd be great. You know why? Because it'll kind of be buried in the news and no one will care. No one will be paying attention. We won't have to hear the buildup to it.
Miley Cyrus in the news. I don't know if you were catching the reports on the internet yesterday, but nude photos of Miley allegedly were being posted everywhere.
As she hurls headlong toward porn.
Turns out these photos were supposed to have been ripped from her iPhone, which was stolen with her purse. However, people are speculating it's not actually Miley. You can't really see her face, but she is missing her Just Breathe tattoo. And she's had that for a while, so they're assuming it's probably not Miley, but someone who just looks like her. So don't get too excited.
So there are a bunch of pictures online, but you can't see her face.
Well, everyone has been saying it's Miley. I'm just saying, don't invite
her. Now, I also saw, not that I was frequenting the chat rooms about Miley Cyrus's new pictures, but people may be mistaken because it's not where it's supposed to be because the picture was taken in a mirror. So maybe it's on the opposite side.
Oh,
so
it could be her.
It could be her.
Like I said, not like I'm an expert on it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What did you think?
Huh?
When you saw it, did you think it was her?
100%. I really feel it's her.
Really?
Yes.
Is Chris Hansen here?
I want to wrestle
She's 18.
You.
She's
so
18.
Bad. She's 18. Okay, good.
It's okay. And speaking of someone who's not 18, Taylor Momsen from Gossip Girl.
Right.
Of course, also has her own band. Us Weekly is reporting that they got a hold of her contract. And in the rider of her contract, it is a request for a full bar in her dressing room.
Yes.
At 17
Excellent.
Years old. Apparently, the contract that they got was that rider clause was scratched out of the contract. It was not willing to be fulfilled by the venue.
They would lose their liquor license.
They would lose a lot more than that, yeah.
She's a goer, that Taylor Momsen.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I like her very much.
She likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at today's birthdays, shall we? It is December 3rd. These celebrities were born on this day. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh!
Ozzy!
He is 62 years old today.
How about that?
He has no idea it's his birthday. Or that he's Ozzy Osbourne.
62?
62.
Wouldn't you have guessed 72?
He looks pretty good, actually, for 62.
You think so?
He doesn't move all that well, but he looks pretty good.
As long as he doesn't move or talk, when you just look at him, he looks okay.
I gotta tell you something. I'm not a fan of plastic surgery for men, because invariably it looks like ass.
Yeah.
But his plastic surgery really came out well.
I agree.
His and Sharon's, yeah. It's like they seem to have found the right guy.
Find out who their doctor is. Daryl Hannah. Her new name is Hannah Daryl Hannah. I don't know why she changed it.
Sure.
She is 50 years old today. Julianne Moore.
Oh,
very talented, lovely actress, is 50 years old. Brendan Fraser is 42 years old today.
Oh.
His Broadway show, by the way, just closed after 9 performances.
Oh, wow. 9?
Yeah.
What was the show, do you know?
Encino Man.
Encino Man the musical.
Yeah. Why wouldn't that work?
Radmobile.
It was Furry Vengeance, the Broadway show.
Glendale.
Holly Marie Combs, my friend from Charmed. She is 37 years old, and Amanda Seyfried
celebrates
her 25th birthday. Today, I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a very special Friday. Today is the day we will crown Miss Double December 2011. Please go to kevinandbean.com right now and check out the webcast brought to us by our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk. By the way, Ralph, you've cracked open the first bottle of Adult Chocolate Milk. How's it going?
It's good.
Are you enjoying it?
It's perfect in coffee. It's a great wake me up.
There you go. Now, as delighted as we are at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, by the way, if you want to come on down if you're in Southern California. As delighted as we are to crown a new Miss Double December today.
Yes.
It's with some sadness that we say goodbye to the beautiful Danielle.
I love her so
who
much.
Who joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Danielle.
Hey.
She's our reigning queen for the last year.
Who apparently no longer feels obligated to show off her boobs.
Yeah, what's with the heavy coat? What's up,
Kyle? Wearing like a parka over there. Hey, you know what? You're not done yet. The show, you know, your reign isn't over yet. Open that up.
We didn't hire you to wear a parka. That's for sure.
Just for the interview. Look at that. There you go.
So much fun.
That's why she rules.
Danielle, what's going through your mind today besides it's cold and I'm so glad I'll never have to get up early again in the rest of my life?
Nothing. I'm just kind of reflecting on the past year.
Has it been fun?
It has been awesome. Yeah.
I know we didn't see you as much as we would have liked to, but the times that we did, I felt like we had a great time.
You are a terrific Double December. We really appreciate everything you did for us this year.
I enjoyed it.
Are you going to be talking to, mentoring, answering questions from any of the girls
having
today?
Sex with?
Oh, I'm...
What?
Maybe.
Giving them an idea of what to expect?
If they have any questions, I'm here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will we ever see you again? Are you going to be one of those Miss Double Ds that keeps in touch, stays in part of the family, or are you going to be one of those Miss Double Ds who forgets she ever knew us?
No. You guys are part of my family now.
Or are you going to be the Double December that we have to block?
Because we did have one of those two.
No, I'm not that one.
There are some that never leave, aren't there? Yes.
Now, how were you able to avoid having sex with the King of Mexico? Because that's a rare Miss Double D.
Let's remember that Dave always waits till their reign is over.
Oh,
then he steps in.
Because he doesn't want the messy complications?
Let's go to Taco Bell and then go to the bunker and I will hump you.
So it's today. Today it's going to happen.
He waits until they're sad and their reign is over and they're on the downslide. That's when he moves in.
Dave, do you have plans for Danielle? Is that anything you've thought about?
We'll see.
Good. We'll see. Okay. All right. Well, Danielle is going to be hanging out with us here this morning.
Before we let Danielle
go. Pictures or whatever.
I do want to remind you, Danielle, you are aware that you have to transfer the title
via
a kiss to our new winner today. Are you prepared to fulfill that obligation?
I'm very prepared.
Now, I'd just like to lay out some ground rules. A lot of times, it's passed a little too quickly.
I'll take my time.
Okay.
Let it breathe, right?
I mean, I'm saying 25-30 seconds for a crown to pass.
That's a lot of responsibility.
That's right.
It's a lot of tradition behind it.
It's not just a peck.
You have to make sure you get all of it out.
Right.
Get all of your Double D-ness out and put all of it in her.
Oh, that's correct.
That's what she said.
I won't disappoint you.
Have you gone to the website and checked out this year's crop?
I have. I've seen all their talents. And
yes.
Yeah.
We're going to see more of their talents on this stage in about 20 minutes, too, by the way. You have a favorite? You don't have to say who it is, but do you have one you're hoping to kiss later?
All of them are very gorgeous, so I'm up for all of them.
She's good.
She's up for all of them.
I want to remind the folks who were just tuning in that we've had one of the contestants that has dropped out this morning. Michelle will not be participating today.
Oh. What time did we hear that? Like 2 hours ago?
3:30 a.m. She decided to let us know she wasn't going to participate. So if you're going on the website, we're still taking votes. We'll take votes all the way up to 9 o'clock today if you want to vote for people. But don't vote for Michelle because that will be a wasted vote. It'd be like voting for... I don't know, Ross Perot or someone.
Is he running?
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let's hear it for the beautiful Danielle, Miss Double December 2010. She's showing up here today. And now that we've made the guys happy, how about one for the ladies?
Please all right, I'll take my tux off.
No, not you, Ralph. Lance Corporal White, is that right?
Right.
Lance Corporal Wright. Right or right?
Right.
Right. Is
right.
Here. Is here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the U.S. Marine Corps.
Yeah!
You guys are down here every year, although I understand, Lance Corporal, that this is your first visit for the Kevin and Bean Miss Double December pageant. You guys are down here every year collecting toys for tots, which is one of your more popular programs that you do throughout the year.
Yes, sir.
Can we get a microphone on the Lance Corporal, please?
Well, I think he just needs to move it closer.
There we go.
Kind of, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Better?
Yeah, that sounds better.
That's a little better, yeah.
How long you been a Marine, sir?
7 years now.
And and where have you been? What have you done? What's it been like?
Well, I was stationed in 29 Palms for about 4 years, deployed twice to Fallujah, and it's been great. I really love being a Marine.
Nice.
Wow. Fallujah.
Yeah.
Dude, what was that like?
It was pretty hectic most of the time. I was with the infantry and
pretty deserty.
Very deserty.
Yeah. I've been to 29 Palms. I think it's probably a lot like Fallujah.
Yeah.
I bet exactly. It is, by the
That's
way.
Why they train there.
I bet it's pretty similar. Now, you're a Marine, and you want to get out there and kick some mother effing ass. That's what you want to do. That's why you enlist. That's your job. Is this, when you do something like this today, I mean, is this also something that you get excited about, something that turns you on, or is this kind of a... This is kind of bad duty to have to be the Toys for Tots guy.
It's a great duty. I was actually introduced to the Toys for Tots Foundation when I was a young kid. My father was also a Marine, and he participated in it. So when I found out I was coming here and this is what we're doing, I was thrilled. I mean, giving back to the less fortunate, it was just a great feeling.
Now, a lot of times people, they're kind enough to show up and they're kind enough to donate and help out a program, but they never see how it actually manifests itself on the other end. Have you actually seen the toys being distributed and the kids that get them and the payoff?
No, I haven't seen the toys being distributed. What happens is...
Are you positive that they are being distributed?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
So
via eBay.
What happens is...
we collect the toys, we take it to our warehouse, and then we'll separate it by gender and age group. And then from there, the organizations that are requesting the toys will put in how many they need, by which gender, which age group, and then we'll send it their way, and then they distribute the toys.
Do you ever skim the really good toys off the top and keep them for your own nieces and nephews?
No.
I mean, seriously, if someone breaks down and you do need
to bring... One of those remote control cars that flip over and stuff?
You do need to bring a new unwrapped toy if you're joining us at the live broadcast today. But seriously, if someone shows up with, Call of Duty or something like that, that's yours, right?
No, I mean...
You're taking that to the barracks.
This is real Call of Duty right here. It doesn't need the game.
That's true. And by the way, Kevin, I know you're going to be interested in this. We're looking at the material from the Toys for Tots. Look at this. 97 cents out of every dollar goes to program services.
Yeah. Out of every daughter, too, which is creepy.
That's exceptionally high for charity.
It's unbelievable. That really is. Have you had a good turnout from the Kevin and Bean fans today? Have they brought some good stuff?
I mean, from what I saw, we gathered a lot of toys so far. So it's just great. I appreciate you guys helping out like that.
Well, we appreciate not only what you're doing for us down here today, but everything you guys do 365 days a year. Let's hear it for the United States Marine Corps, ladies and gentlemen. And Lisa May, I don't know if you met Lisa, but she is looking to get airtight after the show.
Oh, yeah! Semper Fi, airtight.
You and some of your buds are welcome to have your way with her.
She said she was going to polish some bayonets. I don't know what that means. It might be a Marine term.
I think so.
Thank you, Lance Corporal. Appreciate you being down here today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Ralph, what comes up next as we actually officially kick off the pageant in a minute?
I know it's a little chilly, but our first leg of the pageant is going to be the bathing suit competition.
All right. Is that on purpose because this is the coldest time of the day?
Absolutely. We want to include everyone as nipply as possible.
All right. So bathing suits next. Go on to kevinandbean.com if you want to watch the webcast live. Thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk. We are live at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California. Miss Double D 2011. Come on back right after this on the Kevin and Bean.
You guys come out.
You're on.
We're on.
Does that mean talk?
That's right.
Because the record is over?
Exactly.
So now we go?
Yes.
Okay. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 6:23.
Yeah. Listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, that crowd is in front of us at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California. Oh, my God, there's a chick in a bikini. All right. Let's play that.
Only Bean is surprised by that.
Let's play that song we love so much, and then we'll bring the girls out, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I should be hearing the song right now. I'm still not. There we go. Thank you very much. We're going to hear this, and then Ralph Garman in the tuxedo on the stage will introduce you to your 9 finalists for Miss Double December 2011.
Here she comes, December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
I'll say, holy mackerel.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look what is hard.
I never realized how popular the Kevin and Bean Show was until I saw this crowd here today.
It turns out people actually listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Or maybe they're not here for us at all.
That's very possible.
Oh, wait. All right. Can we get a little more volume on Ralph Garman on the mic there?
Can you hear me? Check one, two, guys. There we go.
There we go.
He's the host of the proceedings.
We are starting the pageant, and I would. It's a shame that I have to bring this up, but as the ladies make their way down the runway during this portion, try not to touch them in any way.
Yeah, I made the same announcement, and I got the same response.
That's why they have Marine escorts, to shoot you on sight if you paw at any of the girls. Let's meet our very first contestant, the lovely Linda, ladies and gentlemen.
It is the
Linda, if you would make your way down the runway for everyone.
All right, that's just ridiculous.
Linda's from Hollywood. She's studying to be a lawyer. And I would like her to handle my legal briefs, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. How is it possible she's not falling over?
Linda, everyone.
Linda is the best person I've ever seen in my life.
The voting is over.
Keeping in mind, we are taking votes until 9 o'clock
That's
today.
What I mean.
Next up, please welcome with a warm round of applause, Daryl Lee.
Daryl Lee.
Daryl Lee is from Johannesburg, South Africa. Or Joburg, as we call it.
Sure.
You said Jayburg yesterday, liar.
She is also a singer-songwriter, and her talents are obvious, I think.
You don't forget, by the way, if you're listening to this, instead of watching this through KevinAndMe.com, you are a sucker. Today is the day to check out the webcast, thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk.
Everybody, please put your hands together for our next contestant, Christine.
All right.
Christine, if you would do us the honor. Oh, my goodness.
She had too much on.
Christine brought a little something extra to the table. She is a psychology student.
She seems very popular.
Just look at those brains,
yeah,
will you?
Yeah. I think Christine could win Miss Ass also, to tell you the truth.
I think you dropped something, Christine.
I hope she dropped it permanently.
Wow.
The voting is over.
You can still vote. Oh.
Next up in the fine nine in the competition, we welcome Ashley, everyone. Ashley. We welcome Ashley to the competition. Wearing a lovely gold lame bikini. Ashley's an event planner.
I got an event. That doesn't make sense.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Come on.
Try it. It was the best I could do.
Not an event in your pants. I mean, you wouldn't even go there.
No.
And the last one in the very first part of our bathing suit competition, please say hello and give a warm welcome to Amy.
Hey!
Amy's a hometown girl here from Orange, California.
And
she's
latest...
a banker, and I would like to make a deposit.
I don't know what that means.
You really don't.
Or even a withdrawal.
Bye, Amy. I love you.
I might make a deposit and then a withdrawal.
The voting is over.
No. What? You can still vote, actually.
Oh, right. Those are the first five. We still have four more to go after a short commercial break. But please give a warm round of applause to the first five contestants of the Miss Double December competition.
We'll be back with part two of the swimsuit part of the pageant. It's Miss Double December 2011. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 6:36.
That is a thunderous amount of applause. Why you're asking? It can't be for the crappy old Kevin and Bean Show. No, it's because today is Miss Double December 2011. We are live at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California. Happy to be back here again. The sun is starting to come up. We're going to have some more chicks in bikinis on stage here in just a moment.
That's the only thing coming up, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we haven't introduced the beautiful Lisa May here to my left. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. I think we have a question for Kevin, and I think the question is, what did you do?
Sorry, they're on the Lisa May chant.
Producer Alex right here on stage.
Hi.
And that good-looking man candy at the end is Psycho Mike. DJ Omar Khan, ladies and gentlemen.
DJ Omar Khan.
Now, I'm glad producer Alex is here because you have... Yes. The best job of anyone at the Miss Double December pageant. You are the girl wrangler, right?
I am. I have 10 new girlfriends for the week. And we all have pillow fights together.
Oh, I bet you do.
And it's really fun.
Tuna.
Now, what's going on? What's going on backstage? How are things?
Things are good. The girls are bonding, taking pictures. I'm doing my annual lip and nip check. Which
no
always
lips,
makes
no,
everybody
no nips, right?
Yeah, no lips, no nips, and then we can have a good time.
Okay. Now, in previous years, you told us that it has been a little bit tense backstage, a little bit too competitive. Like, last year, didn't somebody want to cut a bitch?
That's what I said, yeah. Last year, they were trying to steal each other's stuff and hide their fake eyelashes, and I literally went back before the first break, and they were all in a group photo, and
aww,
they're all taking pictures. So
were they
it's
kissing?
Really nice. Yeah. Sure. Whatever. So, yeah, they were licking frosting off each other.
Thank you. So you're telling me that 10 feet from where we're sitting right now, there is a tent where girls are getting in and out of bikinis.
Absolutely.
That's happening right behind this curtain.
I've seen it.
Oh, wow.
Do you need help?
No, I'm good.
You don't need help?
No.
You're good.
All right. Maybe I'll grab Lisa. Maybe Lisa and I'll go back.
Well, I can help. I'm saying...
I forgot Alex and Lisa were here. Is that funny?
All right. In the last segment, we were introduced to the first five competitors going for Miss Double December 2011. That's Ralph Garman on stage in the tuxedo. Yeah!
He's our charming host.
And I believe you have some more ladies to introduce us to, Ralph.
As a thank you to those of you who got here early, we do start off with the bathing suit part of our competition. And we'd like to show you the remaining of the 5'9 finalists. Bringing up next on stage, please give a warm welcome to Tiffany.
Tiffany's coming out here with her marine escort.
Tiffany, take a walk. Tiffany's from Riverside. She's a waitress. Yeah, I'd like a side order of that, please. Lovely, Tiffany. Thank you.
By the way, I think it's worth mentioning, Ralph, because this is the first time this has happened. Five of our finalists this year have natural breasts.
I know.
Which is a very high percentage for this competition.
And two out of the final nine are identical twins.
What's up with that?
And okay. I've seen one of their sisters out here in the audience. There's the other one, too. The twins are hanging out. Isn't that sweet?
The twins are definitely hanging out.
Speaking of twins, she is half of a set, and what a set. Please welcome Lori, everybody. Lori up on stage. Lori, if you take a walk, please. Holy moly.
And if I recall, Lori has G's.
Yes. She is rocking G's. She's from Montclair. She's a hostess. I hope she can seat me now.
Yeah.
Not sure what that means, but all right.
If you're saying everything right, it sounds dirty.
Quick reminder, we are webcasting today's Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks to our friends at the Gold Chocolate Milk. Please go to kevinandbean.com to watch.
And another reminder, we are taking votes up till 9 o'clock this morning. So if you have a favor, make sure you vote, because that was when we will tally the votes and announce the winner. Next up is Kelly. Please welcome Kelly to the stage. Kelly, do you take a walk down the runway there? A bikini and boots. I like that look.
Kelly is so tall.
She's a student and a receptionist.
That bathing suit is barely hanging on, Ralph. It's trying so hard to escape.
It was trying for help.
And the last of the fine nine, as we're calling them this morning, please welcome the other identical twin in the competition, Taryn, everybody. Taryn. You take a walk down the runway for us.
Wow, look at those abs.
Taryn's from Glendora.
What?
She's an EMT, so if you need mouth-to-mouth, guys, this is the girl you want to talk to.
Alex, why can't you be more like them?
Sorry, I just have a sad C cup.
Come on.
Sorry.
Your C's are so sad today.
I know. They're crying inside.
Well, what did you think about the first leg of the competition here, Ralph?
I think the competition is fierce. All the girls are beautiful this year.
Right.
And yes. You know what? They're all really smart, and they've got a lot going on. So
let's get them liquored up.
Well, that's why we saved the interview portion for later in the day, because we want them to have some shots before we start talking to them.
So still to come, you'll be interviewing all nine ladies.
Right.
And then there'll be the talent portion of the competition as well.
And then we will tally the votes and announce our new winner, Miss Double December for 2011.
All right. You've got 2 minutes. In 20 minutes to cast your vote at kevinandbean.com. A new winner will be crowned.
2 minutes and 20 minutes.
Sorry, 2 hours. 2 hours and 20 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm confused by what I've seen here today. You can cast your vote at kevinandbean.com. We will crown a winner later on today. We will return with the Movie Beat, because it's Friday, live from Fullerton on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Oh, my goodness.
It is 6:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Next hour on the program, the talent portion of the competition for Miss Double December 2011. We are live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. And coming up after the top of the hour, somebody here on site with us will win tickets to both nights of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert.
And backstage passes.
No way.
We didn't know that until after we sold for the
unbelievable. Yes. All right.
I wanted to give them to everyone who showed up, but Kevin and Bean said no.
How dare you. Yeah.
So that is all coming up.
They banned.
Yeah. Ralph has them all in his pants. So
those are tickets.
On the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we're doing the pageant here. Yeah, that's what's most important. But it's also Friday, and you're looking for plans for the weekend. So that's why Ralph Garman in a tuxedo is here with the Movie Beat.
I know you're not here to hear about movies.
Are there any movies with giant boobs?
but I got to do it because, you know, people are listening.
Right. Not really, but yeah.
I should probably just do, like, porn movies on the Double December Days. I shouldn't even do regular movies.
Top ten.
Let's talk about what's new in theaters this weekend. In limited release is a movie called Dead Awake. Stars Rose McGowan, that Ooh. Bitch.
Oh, how dare you.
Amy Smart and Nick Stahl. It's about a depressed assistant at a funeral parlor. All right, good what? Time.
All right, hey, wait, you tell me more.
Yeah, this is Bean's kind of movie.
I'm in.
He's reunited with the love of his life, who he abandoned 10 years earlier.
How could anyone be depressed working in a funeral parlor? That's the best job in the world.
Wow.
And it turns out their relationship still isn't perfect, believe it or not.
How about that? Yeah.
Here are some clips from the movie Dead Awake. That sounds good.
Hey, Muggs. We're unable to hear the clip, so we assume it was good.
Here, Mark, get on the headphones and tell us if that's...
Beautiful.
Okay, good.
All right. I am looking forward to seeing that film. That sounds riveting. Also opening
Unless
up
Unless you're having the best year of your life, don't go see that.
Also opening up this weekend in limited release, All Good Things. This stars Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst and her teeth.
Oh!
Teeth.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Kristen Wiig. A New York real estate dynasty. No, that's not right. A gentleman who is going to inherit a New York real estate dynasty falls for a beautiful girl on the wrong side of tracks. You know how that is. When
sure.
you meet a girl on the wrong side of the tracks.
Sure, sure.
Here's Kirsten Dunst talking about Ryan Gosling and his mother's death. That sounds good, too.
Is every movie today about death?
No, not at all, Kevin. All right. We've got I Love You, Philip Morris. This is Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor playing gay prisoners who fall in love. Much like you and Bean.
Now, my understanding is that this movie is already out in other parts of the world. The United States is the last to get it. What's up with that?
It's bad.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. No one wanted to release it.
No one. It didn't. They didn't release it. It escaped.
I see. Yes. All right.
Ewan McGregor and Jim Carrey play two guys who fall in love, and Jim Carrey commits the ultimate con. He's a con artist. He plays a lawyer to try to get his lover out of jail.
I see.
Which is a sweet, sweet thing.
Does he make funny faces?
And he talks out of his ass, I think.
All right. And the guy just happens to be named Philip Morris. This doesn't have anything to do with the tobacco company or anything
no,
like that.
No, sadly, I don't think there's any smoking
okay.
of cigarettes.
Yeah!
These two guys may smoke something else. Here are some clips from the trailer of I Love You, Philip Morris. That sounds good, too.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Ralph, I'm enjoying the movie beat, but the crowd is chanting, show us some boobs. That's where we're at this live broadcast.
And they're chanting that to Ralph.
Yes.
Well, I don't have any boobs to show you, but I do have a movie about lesbian ballerinas, if you're
okay.
interested.
Okay. All right. Finally, you got our attention.
Black Swan is released today in limited release. Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman.
All right.
Play ballerinas who enter into a twisted erotic relationship.
All right.
In this scene from the movie, Natalie Portman gets kissed by the director of the ballet that she's starring in.
Yes.
And things happen.
Yes.
Where's the ballerina?
Show us some moves!
And lastly,
there's more?
The Warrior's Way.
Okay.
The yeah. Warrior's Way. Kate Bosworth, Danny Houston, Jeffrey Rush, and Jang Dong Gun.
Hey!
Oh, I'll see any movie with dung in it.
I know you will. Yeah.
Jan Dong Gun is a warrior assassin who has to battle ninjas in the Old West.
Oh,
why does ninjas have to ruin everything? Here's a scene where some Asian dude fights a bunch of other Asian dudes. Yeah.
A lot of death. That guy kicks ass.
Actually heard that one.
Yeah.
Is there a script at all? Or
nope.
You don't even need a script when Asian dudes are killing each other.
Okay,
have
all
you
right.
seen the trailer?
Yeah.
They're flying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks like the Matrix cross with Hidden Dragon, Flying Monkey, and all
Shut
kinds of
up.
Good stuff. Uh-oh. Kevin's starting to drink. You're all in trouble. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
What is 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is
7:06. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. That crowd means we are live once again with our friends at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton. It is Miss Double December 2011, the talent portion of the competition coming up in a minute. By the way, if you're not on KevinandBean.com right now, you fail because our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk are sponsoring a live webcast today so you can actually see the ladies. Right now, Kevin is out on stage on the runway where you're so familiar. This has to take you back to your college days.
It really does. Yeah. When I was dancing at the White Swallow.
And tell me what it is that we're giving away for the...
Stop it.
Tell me what it is we're giving away for the kids here today for this portion of the competition.
We're giving away tickets to night number one and night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Show, along with backstage passes.
How about that?
Now, the way we're going to do it is we're going to have people come out here and sing songs from a band, and then you guys are going to vote. All right, so you guys decide who the winner is.
Okay, this has the potential to go horribly wrong because most people can't sing, let's be honest.
She has a self-made...
They're on the ocean floor. They're going to find it if you didn't close the door. You and the small one sit outside out of sight in a house on a street you wouldn't park on at night. Dad was a risk taker, his was a shoemaker. You were great as a 2006 list maker. Heard chords in the melody, you heated the car. For you were born with 10 fingers and you're gonna use them all.
Alright, that's enough. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why American Idol is the number one show on television. Because of entertainment like that.
What is your name and what are you gonna be singing?
My name's John. I'm gonna be singing Cake's Never There.
There you go. Here's some cake from John. And he just showed everybody his boobs.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you, could you, would you, could you, would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I don't remember it going quite like that, but okay, thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, he can still win. It's a vote of the crowd.
All right, who's next?
All right, what is your name and what song do you sing?
My name is Bruce. I'm going to sing I Will Survive by Cake.
All right, here we go.
I Will Survive by Cake. At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
Yeah.
I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. And then I spent so many nights just thinking how you done
me
wrong. I learned how to get along, and so you're back from outer space.
Yeah.
I think I've had enough.
By the way, Bruce started out getting booed and then won the crowd over. That's very impressive. Thank you, Bruce. Go Raiders.
What's your name and what song are you going to be singing?
My name's Ray. I really got a pee, but I'm going to sing Black Keys, Tighten Up.
There he is with Black Keys.
I wanted love. I needed love. Most of all.
Right, thank you, Ray. Thank you.
All right. We got time for a couple more contestants.
Oh my God, a white guy!
How did that happen?
What's your name? What song are you gonna sing?
Steve, I'm singing Animal by Neon Trees.
All right, here you go.
Yeah. Here we go again. I kinda wanna be more than friends. So take it easy on me. I'm afraid I will be satisfied. Here we go again. We're sick like animals, we play pretend. You're just a cannibal and I'm afraid you're not to satisfy.
Very impressive, ladies and gentlemen. Is that Steve? Is that the name, Steve? Yeah. All right, one more contestant.
All right, your name and what are you singing?
Matt, since we're four, I'm going to sing Soulstortion, Ball and Chain.
All right, Soulstortion.
Take away, this ball and chain. Oh, I'm sick and I'm tired and I can't take any more pain.
All right, there you go. This is a crowd. This is a crowd that wants one thing and one thing only.
All right, so, yeah, and that's boobs, right? Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna put my hand over their heads, and then by applause, you're gonna tell us if they win or not. How about this, contestant number one?
That was Izzy.
Contestant number two.
That was John.
Contestant number three.
Bruce.
Contestant number four.
Ray.
Contestant number five.
Steve. I guess.
So a man right here.
This man right here, Steve. That's Steve.
Both nights of acoustic and backstage passes.
Congratulations. Well done.
Right away, Steve. Right away.
How nice about that? The one white guy wins, like the way it always is. Right? The way it always is. White man gets everything. All right. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you very much for coming up. We are live from Fullerton at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, the talent portion of Miss Double December 2011 begins right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live once again at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar. Hell of a crowd here today, by the way.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for coming out. Every person I see in front of me has brought a new or unwrapped toy for the United States Marine Corps for Toys for Tatas today, so we want to thank you in advance for that, too.
Yes.
And, Ralph, where are we in the competition toward crowning Miss Double December 2011?
We're at the second stage of the pageant, which is...
Nude!
Not nude, no. There is no nude. This is the talent portion of the competition. We asked all of the girls, when they entered, to bring something they do very well. Unfortunately, most of the things we could not show in front of a live audience. So we asked them to do the second thing they do best. And we're going to show you those now. Next up is Linda. Linda, please join me up on stage here. Linda, what talent are you going to be showcasing today?
Well, today I'm going to be hula hooping, but here is one of my baked goods, as promised.
Linda is also an excellent baker,
she
gentlemen,
is,
so she can make
way.
You a cupcake and then hula hoop you to death.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a hula hoop while you eat your own cupcake?
Sure. I was actually going to give it to you, but...
Oh, you
want to
get
today? Sure.
All right, I'll take the cupcake. You show us how you can hula hoop.
And again, if this doesn't sound like much on the radio, you only have yourself to blame because you can watch it online free on the webcast at kevinandbean.com.
Look at those hips.
And adult chocolate milk. That's some pretty excellent hula hooping right there.
Yeah.
Sure is. And the cupcakes are good too.
Yep.
Ralph, would you say that those hips are truthful?
Shut up. Linda, ladies and gentlemen. Linda, everybody. Thank you, Linda. She could do that all day.
She could.
Those move well when she hula hoops.
Next up is Dara Lee.
Yeah!
Dara Lee, what is your talent going to be today? Can we get Dara Lee's microphone on? You want to test that again for me? No?
Maybe she can use yours, Ralph.
Yeah, why don't you use my microphone? What are you going to be doing today?
Santa Baby.
Dara Lee's going to be singing for us the classic Christmas song, Santa Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Dara Lee.
Here we go.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been a little naughty. Santa baby, so hurry down that chimney tonight. Chuck it, yo bitch, think of all.
Very nice.
Dara Lee, everybody. Dara Lee.
She does dance like a white girl, though. I do have to take away some points for that.
It works for me. I don't know what your problem is.
I thought you were looking at.
Looks good to me. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Christine to the stage. Christine,
hello.
Hello, darling. Christine, what's your talent going to be today?
I can open a beer bottle with my boobs.
She's the perfect woman.
She's got those boobs and they open beer bottles.
Ralph, I'm not sure that this crowd wants to see that, though.
They wouldn't be interested in that.
They wouldn't be interested in seeing something like that, would they?
Well,
I'm guessing not.
For your enjoyment, Christine will now open a beer bottle using just her massive boobs.
All right, she's trying to position the beer bottle now.
She's getting everything ready.
Have you ever wanted to be a piece of glass as much as right now?
Got the cap there. Oh, my goodness.
Well, some of that spill on her top.
Oh, my goodness. It's all foamy and white.
Oh, it's all foamy and sudsy and white. Oh, my goodness.
That's wrong.
She's opened that beer. She's in the foot. Oh, she's got all wet.
Oh my goodness,
her t-shirt got all soaked.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
What a misfortune she has.
She must be so disappointed.
I bet she is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christine.
And the crowd looks
Thank you so much. Oh, I have to lick you clean now. Wait a minute, come back.
The voting is over.
It's not over, sir. Next up is Ashley. Hello, Ashley.
Ashley,
what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to shuffle dance.
Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with hard style shuffle dancing, it is really cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome. And now Ashley's going to do it for us. You need some music for this?
I do.
All right, we're going to clean up the stage a little bit so you don't trip and hurt and fall and sue us, more importantly. We're not so concerned for you as we are for our own bank account. Ready? Let's do it.
Dancing to Booty Bitches is the way to start a day.
Nice!
Wow, look at her moves.
She's got moves. Definitely has
moves. Oh, yeah! Yeah, oh, sunglasses on!
Oh, little Tom Cruise, risky business action.
This can take as long as it wants.
Works for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley... Thank you, Ashley.
That is a talent.
It is.
Indeed, that is a talent.
She should have been dancing to Big Booby Bitches. And we have some more coming up after the commercial break, but our last performer for this particular segment is the lovely Amy.
Hi!
Amy, what is your talent going to be today?
I can pick things up with my feet.
She can pick things up with her feet.
Okay.
Can you do anything else with your feet?
You'll have to find out.
Yes, I will have to find out.
Amy is so tiny in places, yet so not tiny in other places.
Here she is, picking things up with her feet.
Oh, it's candy.
It's candy, and she's tossing it to the audience. She's bribing them for votes.
There it is.
There she is, picking things up with her feet, ladies and gentlemen.
I've seen monkeys do that, though.
Wow.
Oh, mean.
Wow.
But not like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy and her magical feet. Thank you, Amy.
All right. Lot to take in, but you've got round two of the talent competition coming up.
We do. We've got more talent, more hula hooping, and more importantly, more giant boobs.
Yes. We would suggest KevinandBean.com, and we would suggest watching the webcast.
Absolutely. Thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk. We've got more right here live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:36.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The crowd down here in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, very excited. We are halfway through the talent portion of the competition for Miss Double December 2011. Ralph, you still got some adult chocolate milk left in the bottle over here. What's going on? You're slowing down, buddy.
I'm working on it. It'll be gone by the end of the show. Trust me.
They are sponsoring our webcast today. If you'd like to play the home game and watch the competition, that's what I would do. That's a good thing.
Good. I recommend it.
What are we up to? What's happening now?
Well, we've got more... You hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
We've got more talent coming up. This is the final four of the fine nine that we have today. Next up is Tiffany is going to show off her talent today.
All right.
The lovely Tiffany. Tiffany, what talent do you have to showcase to us today?
I'm going to be putting my leg behind my head and doing a little...
She can touch her tongue to her breast while putting her... leg behind her head. She needs the assistance of a chair, so I want to bring this out here.
I'm guessing this is going to be a crowd pleaser.
You might want to get your cameras ready, fellas. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany will now put her leg behind her head and touch her tongue to her chest. Oh, my Lord.
That's
Jesus.
The greatest thing I've ever seen.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
The other leg!
The other leg.
The other
He's
leg!
He's doing the double. He's going for the double.
She did the double!
Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany
Stephanie.
We have a winner. We have a winner.
We don't have a winner.
The voting is over.
The voting is not over. We still have to count the votes.
Oh. All right. Hey, by the way, Ralph, tell me what you think about this. Alex, who, as you know, is the Double D Wrangler, was talking to the girls before they come out on stage.
Right.
And adjusting them and making them assure her that no boobs would accidentally be released during the talent competition.
There is a no nips, no lips policy here.
What's up with that?
Well, we're not doing a show in Nevada, B, and that's what's going on.
All right, who's next?
Next up is Lori, everyone. Welcome Lori to the stage. Lori's a little overqualified. She has G cups. Lori, what are you going to be doing for us today?
I'm going to double hoop it.
You're going to double hoop it for Double December.
Okay.
Now, are we guaranteed that those won't come flying out?
No.
All right. All right.
I don't know what to do, but
if it's an accident, it's an accident.
Act of God, right?
Yeah, right. Act of God.
It'll be safe.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Lori's going to hula hoop for us with two hula hoops. There she goes. She is rocking two hula hoops.
Wow.
Double hooping for Miss Double December.
There she is,
ladies and gentlemen. Lori.
All right.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you very much.
The voting is over.
Voting is not over. A lot of more voting to go still.
You've got about an hour and 20 minutes if you want to cast your vote at KevinAndBean.com. Your vote is, of course, a factor on who will be selected. Who's next?
Next up is Kelly, the lovely Kelly. Kelly, what is your talent today?
I'm going to be a human transformer. I'm going to transform into something.
Human transformer.
Okay.
Are you going to become like a cab or a truck or what?
No, a human table.
Human table. Oh, this is the shot thing. Okay, hold on a second. I have to help her out. You guys do some commentary.
All right. Set your mic down. That's good.
You know, I've been transforming all day in my pants.
All right, now she's going to get down on the stage and turn over on her back. All right, she's now laying on the stage, which is a great start.
She's our tallest competitor, if I'm correct.
Yeah, she's 5'10", and now Ralph is putting a shot glass on her stomach as it is operating as a table. Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, very impressive.
Now she will do the shot. You know, she became a human table. Now I need to see her become a human centipede.
I just became a human tripod.
By the way, not that I'm biased or anything, but Kelly is 5'10 and a half and has an English bulldog at home. So I may have found my next
wife.
Shut
up!
I'm just saying I may have found my next wife.
And the last competitor of the Fine Nine who will be showing their talents off today, Taryn, everybody. Taryn. Welcome, Taryn, to the stage. Now, Taryn, you have an actual talent here. What is it that you do with these 12-inch long poles with the balls on the end of them?
Smoke them.
Oh, well, I can do anything with these.
What are you going to do today for us?
I'm going to twirl them, toss them, and do a little something special.
All right.
Here's Taryn fondling 12-inch long poles.
KevinAndBean.com if you want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, go, girl.
You're right, Ralph. It's a little river dancing. But with boobs.
Woo!
Oh. Oh.
Look at that. I never thought I could care so much about something so dumb.
It's like she's leading a tarmac to Bonerville.
Ladies and gentlemen, very impressive.
Taryn, ladies and gentlemen, Taryn. Thank you so much, Taryn.
That is an actual skill.
And there we have the talent portion of our competition. Give a round of applause to all of the girls.
All right. So we've done bikinis. We've done talent. Still to come, the interview portion of
my
the competition.
My favorite part of the competition is when we talk to the girls and see what's going on in their minds.
Exactly.
Because that's what really counts.
That's the message today.
Yes.
All of that is coming up, and one of these ladies will be crowned Miss Double December 2011. Thank you for listening. We will be back with Ralph Showbiz Beat right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 7:53. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the day we crown a Miss Double December 2011, which will happen in less than 2 hours. There's an hour and 7 minutes left for you to vote at KevinandBean.com. But let's face it, the reason you're all here is to watch Ralph read stories about celebrities.
Yes,
am I right?
That's why they're here.
That's why they're here.
It's the Showbiz Beat.
So I'm backstage.
Yes.
And Bean says, right in that tent, there are naked girls in there getting changed.
Right.
And I said, well, you're Bean. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Just say, look, I'm Bean, and just walk in there and just go see what you want to see.
As if you have business.
That's right.
Of course.
And he goes, no, I'd rather it be a webcam. It'd be better if it happened on the internet.
Hey,
Because everything is better on the internet than in real life.
It's not.
In person.
In person is for chumps.
You have removed yourself from humanity now.
I just, what have you always said? One day I'm just going to be a brain in a jar. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm not gay. I want to see them naked. I just want to see them naked on my computer rather than in person.
Wow, you're all effed up.
And then in the interest of fairness, I was talking to our Miss Double December for 2010, Danielle.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to her backstage, and she said, "Does Kevin know my name?" And I said, "Yeah, because we played Does Kevin Know the other day,
right?"
And we asked him your name, and he said, "Danielle," he knew it. He goes, "Then why did he just call me Sheila?"
I made a joke. I was being funny.
This crowd is hateful.
It's a full-time job, EMS.
What did you do, Sheila? What did you do?
It was a joke. This crowd is ready to turn on us in a moment, aren't they?
Well, let's get through with this then, shall
okay.
we?
All right, good
Kanye
idea.
West in the news, apparently.
What? Wait, why are you booing Kanye West?
He doesn't have boobs.
Celebrated his latest number one album, not by partying,
no,
not by drinking syrup,
right,
as Bean would say,
or scissor, as right. it's called,
but instead he spent 2 hours wrapping gifts for foster kids so they'd have something to open on Christmas.
Aww. Aww. Now you feel bad.
Now you should feel bad.
Now you feel bad, don't you? None of them feel bad.
Nope.
Apparently, the local teenagers who were there at the foster center where he went crazy when he showed up, and he spent a lot of time taking pictures, signing autographs, and wrapping presents.
How about that?
And yeah. are there pictures of that online?
I believe there are.
Oh,
yeah.
There are. Okay.
Yeah.
Why? You're suggesting he did it for the publicity?
No,
I
didn't think there were. I thought he didn't bring a cameraman with him, is what I heard, which is refreshing to hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve-O's coming up just after the top of the hour.
Yeah, I know.
They saw him.
Now they're really don't want to listen to me.
I know.
Megan Fox is in the news. Now, we've talked about this before. She is the stepmom to Brian Austin Green's son, Cassius. Yep. Apparently, Megan has started going to all his Little League games.
She's gone to his Little League games?
Yes. And all the other dads that are there in Little League apparently just make a giant crowd around her. No one watches the games. They all hang out with Megan.
Daddy, how come you don't watch the game?
Shut up. I hate you. I love that girl. I don't care if you die.
I hit 3 home runs,
Daddy.
I don't
care. I hate your mother so much. Sorry we ever had you. I didn't know she existed. You've ruined my life.
Daddy, the game's been over for 2 hours.
Oh, shut up. I will beat you with a bat. And good news, Mel Gibson's movie The Beaver is back
on
schedule.
Yeah.
Beaver!
Psycho Mike, they don't need encouraging.
I thought Beaver would make this crowd happy.
Yeah, well.
So I chose this story. Apparently, it was pulled off of the schedule. They didn't want to release it because, you can imagine, Mel Gibson not very popular these
he
days.
He hasn't been kind to the Beaver.
He's been a little rough on the Beaver,
right?
But apparently, it's being released this spring. So we'll all get to see Mel Gibson, who plays a toy company executive who only talks through a toy hand puppet beaver that he wears.
I can't wait.
Perfect.
One day.
All right, let's take a look at the showbiz birthday, shall we? So we can bring Steve-O out here and some more booze.
How about that? We literally, Steve-O came out, and we literally had to move him backstage because they wouldn't stop yelling for him.
I know,
so,
right. Because
we'll bring him out
they
soon.
Like anything else but us.
That's right.
I don't know. Celebrity birthdays today on December the 3rd. Ozzy Osbourne is 62 years old.
What would Ozzy have to say if he were here?
Ozzy Osbourne's birthday. We should call him. Wish him happy birthday,
right,
Sharon.
But you're Ozzy Osbourne, though. You're Ozzy.
You're Ozzy Osbourne?
No. You're Ozzy.
I've been a huge fan of yours. I always enjoy your work.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday?
It's your
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
No, it's Ozzy. It's your birthday.
Sharon, it's your birthday.
Oh, for God's sake.
Daryl Hannah is 50 years old today.
What would she say?
Julianne Moore also celebrates her 50th. Brendan Fraser is 42 years old. Holly Marie Combs from Charmed. You know, I was on Charmed.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I did 2 episodes of Charmed.
Oh.
You want to hear my line from Charmed?
Nope. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dishwalla.
Nice.
I'll bet you nailed it.
Wow, I crushed it.
That's why they had you back so often.
She's 37, and Amanda Seyfried is 25 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We've got the interview portion of the talent competition that is Miss Double December 2011 coming up, starting in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
By the way, go to kevinandbean.com and watch.
You should.
Don't listen. Watch.
Many, many thousands of people from around the world are doing just that, and apparently the broadcast looks great. We're happy to be here at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton. They are our annual hosts. I want to thank the United States Marines for being down here, for Toys for Tots again, as they are each year, and our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk for sponsoring the webcast. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's one celebrity we could bring out here that you would be equally excited about as the boobs on stage, it's the man to my left, one of the stars of the Jackass franchise, the great Steve-O, joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Steve-O!
Yeah, it is.
Do you get this reaction everywhere you go? They're going crazy.
You should have seen the Irvine Improv last night. It was ridiculous.
All right. Now, Steve-O, we had you on a few days ago to promote that you were going to be doing a whole weekend stand there at the Irvine Improv. It started last night. For reals, it went well?
It went absolutely well. And, you know, when I was on, it was on Monday when I was on with you guys.
Right.
I came away from that interview just thinking, like, man, those guys really, like, kind of pushed me around, beat me up a little bit, made me feel less than.
What? Really?
Well, maybe a little bit, you know? And, like, what I wanted to emphasize about this stand-up comedy that I'm doing is that it's not about how long I've been doing it. I mean, I started 4 years ago and, like, been working at it really hard. But it's not about how long I've been doing it. It's about how ridiculous my life is and what I'm willing to admit.
Agreed, yeah. Look, we weren't down on you doing it at all. We love the idea of you doing it because no one's had a more colorful or interesting life than you have,
well,
Steve.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Dude, honestly, if we made you feel bad, we totally apologize.
No. Of course you didn't. It's just that I'm a sensitive alcoholic.
So what part of the act gets the best response on stage? Like, when you're at the Improv again tonight, what's the story people are most happy to hear you tell?
Oh, man. Can I say Triple Beej?
Triple Beej. Yeah, you can say that.
Wow.
Steve-O, I don't know if the Austin story is going to go over well with the FCC.
Okay, well, the Austin story is a big one. Let me tell you how it went last night. I came out and I did 22 minutes of stand-up, and then I introduced the first other comic, and then I came back out and I did 14 more minutes.
Wow.
And then I came back out and I did a whole slew of stunts.
Stunts?
You're doing stunts on stage too?
Yeah, I like to call them bar tricks.
Okay. Can you imagine what it would be like to be Steve-O and walk into any bar in this country with the stuff that people would try to do to you or try to get you to do?
No, that would suck.
I mean, it follows you everywhere you go because you're that guy.
It's interesting. It's interesting. But, you know, before I was ever recognizable at all, I used to just stay absolutely loaded on the basis of this one, like, just thoroughly amazing bar trick, which I teach everybody.
Okay.
In the bar, you know.
Nice.
Everybody at the Irvine Improv tonight, tomorrow night, like, everyone's going to, all of the broke, unemployed alcoholics are going to be empowered to drink for free for the rest of their life because Steve-O taught them.
It's a secret.
It's my way of helping them to their bottom.
That's nice of you.
It sounds to me like that alone is worth the price of admission, right?
It's all great. And, you know, like, I want to thank you guys especially, man, because I was on the phone with my agent and I was saying, like, man, you know, I'm ready to rock Irvine, man, in a big way. And he said, yeah, you know, like, for all the clients that I have, none of them, like, trying to promote comedy clubs have ever been allowed on Kevin and Bean. He said, and because of who you are, you know, like, you're able to do this, and what a blessing it is to get the word out to everybody that I'm at the Improv this weekend. I want to thank you guys so much, and just, like, for all the support you've given me over the years anyway.
Dude, we love you, man. Yeah. We love you.
I love you guys, too, in a big way, and I hope everybody again comes out this weekend to the Irvine. Let me stop, like, promoting my own stuff. Let's check out some boobs.
Let's talk about that. Now, were you able to see some of the Miss Double D contestants backstage?
I was.
What do you think of this crop?
I think they're gorgeous.
And how powerful is your celebrity, Steve-O? Are you at the point, are you a Clooney-esque guy who can walk up to any of those girls backstage and just point and they'll do you? Are you at that point, or do you have to still work it a little bit?
I'm not a pointer.
Not a pointer.
That's rude.
But he could, right?
I don't know.
But when you travel around this great land of ours, when girls see you, they want a piece of the Steve-O, right?
It's been known to happen.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hence the Triple Beach. Exactly.
Triple Beach.
Exactly.
Triple Beach.
I've never heard a Triple Beach chant before. All right, you can see the great Steve-O doing stand-up all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go to improv.com to see him on stage. Steve-O, please stick around because we have to...
I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere. I love you guys.
Fantastic.
I love you guys. I love boobs. I love all the people here, so I'm hanging out.
Interview portion, which is the final portion, by the way, of the Miss Double December 2011 pageant is going to happen in a moment. Don't forget, you still have about 45 minutes left that you can cast your vote. You can have a say in who gets crowned later on today. We'll be back with that right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And it is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California, where we are each year at this time. The most wonderful time of the year, I say, as we crown the new Miss Double December. By the way, it's getting crazy backstage. Steve-O has his shirt off. What's that all about?
That's Steve-O.
That's just, He can't keep his shirt on.
Right.
And I'm spotting some former Miss Double Decembers in the crowd. Isn't our lovely friend Melissa here?
Melissa's back there, yeah.
What year did she win, Ralph?
2002, I think.
How does she look better today than the day she won Miss Double December all those years ago?
I know, she looks terrific.
Unbelievable.
Heroin.
Oh, is that what it is?
All right.
All right, so far we've had the swimsuit competition and the talent competition. Where are we now, Ralph?
Nude.
No, there's no nude.
No nude.
This is the final part of the pageant where we learn the most important part about the girls is what they have going on in their minds.
And that's what we're trying to get people to take away from this broadcast.
That's right. It's not what you look like.
Right. Okay.
It's what your brain does.
Right. Now, Lisa May, would you say that's consistent with the message of the Kevin and Bean Show over the years?
Always.
Always. Okay.
All we care about is what's going on in people's heads.
Thank you.
So first up in our interview portion, I've picked 10 questions at random to ask the girls. So we're going to bring up Linda first. Linda's going to come up here. Linda, are you having fun?
I am, definitely.
All right, here's your question.
Is that a dress or a shirt?
I think it could be either one, I think.
That's a good question.
Linda, what animal are you most like and why?
Okay, what animal am I most like?
That's what I just said.
That's his part.
Yeah, I ask the question, then you say an answer involving an animal that you're most like. So what animal are you most like and why?
Ralph, if I could interrupt, is the question what animal is she most like?
If there was an animal, any animal,
right,
and you felt like you were like that animal,
I see. I got
what
you.
Would that animal be and why would that be?
Well, I think I am most like my puppy dog because I'm really, really loyal. I love people, and when you get on my good graces, I will back you up to the end.
And you like to be petted.
And she can lick herself.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Linda.
Linda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
You know, I know we've seen all of these contestants before, Ralph, but I'm still shocked each and every time they walk out on stage.
Bean's not used to seeing real people.
Because it's a miracle that they can stand on their own without some sort of support.
Next up, number two in the interview portion of the competition is Daralee.
Daralee.
Our South African.
Well, that's more like lingerie than an actual outfit.
Yes.
That's all right. All right, Daralee, here's your question randomly selected for you. Now, you may be famous if you become Miss Double December. But if you could be any famous man for a day, which man would you pick and why? Any famous man, who would you trade places with and be for a day?
I have to say John Mayer.
John Mayer. Because she wants to have sex with lots of chicks?
No, because
he plays the guitar.
And he's a really, I've interacted with him, and despite the press, he's actually a really nice person.
And when you say you've interacted with John Mayer, most girls who have interacted with John Mayer
We had like a 30-minute conversation about music. It was not like a...
Boy, was he disappointed then.
Maybe it was, and I'm just not sharing.
Were you naked during the 30 minutes of conversation?
Never.
Never.
Right. Thank you, Darrelly. Thank you so much for your answer.
I would not have predicted John Mayer no matter how much time you gave me.
No, because she plays the guitar.
That does make sense, now that you say that, yes. All right, that's contestant number two.
Next up is Christine.
Christine.
The voting is over.
Wow, seems to be a crowd favorite.
Christine never stops moving. That's what I love about her.
Christine, you're barely dressed today. But I was interested to know, what's the most unusual place you've ever found yourself naked? Where have you been? Other than, you know, your home or the shower, what's the most unusual place you've ever found yourself being naked?
And might it be here? Could it be here?
It's not going to be here. No, no. Not the slide bar.
Not the slide bar. No, no, no. Hang on.
Not including this morning at the sidebar on stage in my suit. I would have to say snowboarding. I have gotten naked and ran out in the snow.
All right.
Whoa. Naked in the snow. That is unusual. Did you do it for a long time or did you get...
No, just like as a dare, like run out, run around.
Can she recreate that?
Naked. Not totally. Everything. But.
Did you get frostbite in any important places?
No, I'm all good. I have all my limbs still.
Right. She's completely functional, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you.
That's good news. That's a fantastic visual. All right. Who's next?
Next up is Ashley.
Ashley.
Is that a shirt or a dress?
What are you taking photos of back there, Kevin?
This is my view.
I'll do the picture.
Ashley, how big is your waist? It looks like 17 inches. This is insane. Seriously.
I wear a 24.
All right. 24. Nice.
Thanks, Bean, for that insightful commentary.
I'm just saying, look at this. This isn't real.
And what's your shoe size while you're at it?
I'm saying she looks Photoshopped. That's what I'm saying.
No more questions.
All right.
What size hat do you wear?
Ashley, hair done.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. I wonder if you could share with us your favorite holiday memory. What holiday memory stands out most for you? Of all the holidays you've had, what is the biggest, most vivid memory for you?
I don't know if I can share my most favorite holiday.
Well, try in the most PG way you can to share your most favorite holiday memory.
I had a little magic under the tree one year.
A little magic under the tree. Santa Claus came down the chimney.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens at Christmas.
That's not true. What is Psycho Mike thinking?
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you very much.
He's thinking what
Ashley, a little love under the tree.
All right. We got time for one more contestant in part one of the interview portion for Miss Double December 2011.
Next up is Amy. Amy, come on out
Amy.
Here. Amy, after this is over, you may be rich and famous. But if you were to win the lottery for $20 million, what is the very first thing you would do with your newfound money? What would you do first if you won $20 million?
First of all, I want to say I love the Marine Corps. Thank you for being here. Second of all, if I won $20 million, I would take all Miss Double December and take them on a cruise with me.
Oh, you take all the girls out. That's very sweet of you.
And
Amy, everybody.
And film it.
Thank you, Amy. Very generous.
I think she also wins Miss Congeniality with that answer.
Wow,
very, very impressive. All right, so that's the first batch. We've got four more when we return.
We do.
And you can watch it as well as listening to it here on the Kevin Amin Show. Please go to kevinamin.com. The webcast is up and running. Thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk. We've got more. We're minutes away, by the way, from crowning a new Miss Double December 2011. Don't miss it. We'll be back on the Kevin Amin Show.
106.7 KROQ. It is 8:37.
We are in the thick of it now, Miss Double December 2011, the Kevin Amin Show live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up again for Steve-O, our special guest this year. Steve-O is going to be at the Irvine Improv tonight. Go to improv.com to see him tonight, Saturday or Sunday. Ralph Garman, where are we in the competition right now?
We've got four more girls to talk to in the interview portion of the Miss Double December pageant. To see what's going on inside, where it counts.
Where it counts,
yeah,
right.
Inside.
Our message. Sit down. Let's bring up Tiffany, everybody. Tiffany. Tiffany, here's the question we've selected just for you.
Is that a shirt or a dress?
How many times, really?
It works.
For whom?
Me. Just me.
If you had a time machine, Tiffany, if you had a time machine, when would you go and why?
When would I go?
Well, it's a time machine, so you would go back to a different future or past. Or where would you go? What time would you go, and why would you go there if you had a time machine? Once again, time machine, you going. Where, when, why?
I don't think I'd go anywhere because I'd rather be no place but here.
Look at that. She loves the now.
She does.
She's all about the now.
Wow. I would not have predicted that answer. Very
Tiffany,
nice.
Thank you so much.
F your time machine. She doesn't want to.
I want to be on the Edmund Fitzgerald so I could die.
We all wish that, Bean. We all wish that.
That would be so awesome if I could drown in Lake Superior.
Shut up.
What? I'm just saying.
Coming up next is Lori, everybody.
Lori. Holy mackerel.
Lori, you having fun?
I am. I'm having a lot of fun.
Those things are real. Those are keys.
Yeah, they are.
Rough, would it be possible for Steve-O to motorboat Lori just one time? Can we make that
That's
happen?
Up to Lori, yeah. Yeah.
I think the crowd would enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
This is a first. We usually don't have motorboating, but we have Steve-O here. There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well done.
No, not you. Not you.
No, I don't want to. I don't really want to because I'm kind of gay.
What a loser. All right, here's your question, Lori.
Oh, wow.
You see what you've started?
I know. Will they be quiet if Lisa motivates them?
No. Well, it better happen anyway.
Who knew this is where we were going?
We hope.
I guess anything is possible. Look at this. Yeah! That's the greatest single moment in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show. Wow! All right, quiet down, numbskulls.
What are you, Mo? All right, Laurie, here's your question. Now, apparently, this question is sort of moot, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Has anyone ever motorboated you?
There's a lot of guys in the audience who would love to end up with a woman like you. So in order to give them some helpful advice, what is the sexiest thing a man has ever done for you, or to you, for that matter? What is the sexiest thing a man has ever done for you? Besides Steve-O motorboating you.
Done for me?
Or to you, or what turns you on in a guy? What makes a guy sexy to you?
You start at the top and work your way down to the bottom, stay in the middle, and just take it slow.
All right, yeah. There you go. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that.
Good advice.
Where you go? Oh, somebody in the audience wants a kiss.
Oh, my
it's
God.
A girl.
Oh, what's happening?
And Lori is doing it.
She's an unbelievable contestant.
She just provided that young lady with a kiss.
She sure did. She'll never forget it.
Thank you, Lori.
She's a giver.
Omar's going to die. Omar's head's going to explode.
Suddenly, Lori had a one-act play right in the middle of the show here. All right, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Hello, my dear.
It's that time of the year where we think of those less fortunate than ourselves.
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lindsay Lohan's had a tough year.
Yes.
If you were Lindsay Lohan's roommate in rehab, what advice would you give her to get her life back together again?
Can I just punch her in the face?
Yes, you can. That would be the answer. Just punch Lindsay in the face. Well done, Kelly.
Great idea.
Just punch her.
Someone's in trouble, just punch him right in the face. That's what I say.
Sometimes that's what's needed, Rob.
And our last competitor, Taryn, everybody.
Taryn.
For the final question.
The Rippin' and the Taryn.
The Rippin' and the Taryn. Taryn, the question that we selected for you. I think these people have had something to drink this morning.
A little.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done while intoxicated? What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done while drunk?
Last weekend in San Diego, I got so drunk, I jumped up on the bar and actually tried to be a bartender.
All right.
Omar, too. That happened to Omar last weekend, too. Thank you so much, Taryn. Appreciate it.
There you go.
There's the interview portion of our competition.
I am told, by the way, that the votes among the top two girls are within, you know, a couple of dozen votes at this point.
Well, your votes do matter. You have 15 more minutes to get your vote, and if you like, at 9 o'clock, we're going to start tabulating, and then later on in the show, we will announce who the winner is.
You can see all the festivities live on the webcam at kevinandbean.com. You can also cast your vote as well, and don't forget again, Steve-O on stage at the Improv tonight, Saturday and Sunday. Go to improv.com. We return with Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That is 852. Kevin Bean Show live in Fulton today, Miss Double December 2011. We'll get back to ladies and narrow down the top 10 to the top 3, I think, is what's coming up in a few minutes. Plus a special surprise musical performance happening on stage.
Oh, is it
coming up after the top
is
of the
it
hour.
Wayne?
I cannot say. I cannot say.
I wish.
Hey, Ralph Garman, among many people down here live today, did you tell me the chick with the Sharktopus tattoo is here?
Yes, where is she?
Where's chick with the Sharktopus tattoo?
Vicky right there has a Sharktopus tattoo on her thigh.
That's fantastic. We need to see that on stage in some way.
We should bring her up.
We got to bring her up on stage.
Yeah, we should have thought of that before you said it, because now there's no way to get her up here.
Well, Dave's
going to go grab
that.
Dave's going to grab
her. Get her up here, and we can do it during the showbiz thing. Maybe we can show off her...
Okay.
That's a darling, Nikki.
Her Sharktopus...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Really? You had to know how crappy that was before you said it, right?
Nikki actually got a Sharktopus tattoo on her thigh, and it's not just a Sharktopus. It's like Sharktopus in the ocean attacking like a seagoing vessel, and there's I think there's like airplanes flying by. I think King Kong's on top of the Empire State Building. It's a very elaborate tattoo. It's very significant.
Are the words "damn you, Sharktopus" anywhere on the tattoo?
I don't believe so, but I believe she came here to have me autograph it to get my name tattooed.
Wow.
On her thigh.
Wow. We'll have to see that in a minute. First, though, Rob's here. It's time for the showbiz on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday. What's going on?
Is it naked pictures of Miley Cyrus or not?
Yeah! Apparently the crowd says yes.
Apparently they hit the internet yesterday. Her iPhone was reportedly stolen from her purse, and apparently on that iPhone were nude pictures of herself. What a surprise that she's a whore. We're all shocked.
Look, we've been waiting for her to turn 18 for just this reason, right?
She has been just bursting at the whore seams now for years.
Yeah.
She's been like on Nickelodeon riding poles and like, you know, doing all kinds of nasty stuff at 16 and 17. Just aching to be 18 so she could just show it off.
But Steve-O, you're with us. She's got the llama teeth and that's a deal breaker, right? It's all good. Miley Cyrus, okay.
So people still debating. They say that it's hard to find her Just Breathe tattoo. That may be an indicator that it is not her. But Psycho Mike brought up an interesting point. If she's taking that photo in the mirror, it would be on the reverse side, the side that's hidden from us in the camera. So,
yeah.
So we choose to believe it is actually her. Also, it looks like the Three Stooges movie that was canceled is back on.
Wait, you know so?
Bean will be playing Mo. The Farrelly brothers are still committed to doing the Three Stooges movie, even though the three stars they had originally planned to play Mo, Larry, and Curly have all backed out. It was supposed to be Jim Carrey, Benicio Del Toro, and Sean Penn.
Which is a dream cast for that movie.
Except who's funnier? Sean Penn. Who's funnier than Sean Penn?
He's hilarious,
really.
That dude.
Three Stooges.
I think so, too, yeah.
Sean Penn, but like Three Stooges in Haiti.
Hey, you clean up that rubble from that disaster, you knuckleheads.
Anyway, they said they may have to cast three complete unknown actors now who are willing.
That's not interesting.
Yeah, it's not new.
I think Steve-O could play any of those
Steve-O,
three.
Steve-O, could you be a stooge, dude?
Any of the three.
There you go. Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
And the Beatles are reuniting, Kevin. You'll be happy to know the Beatles are getting back together.
Dead.
Somebody killed Paul and Ringo?
Dead. No.
See? Because the other two are dead.
Next summer at the Hollywood Bowl, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are going to perform alongside digital images of John Lennon and George Harrison. Really? Now, guys?
Yeah.
Now's when you decide to get back together when two of your best friends are dead?
Wow.
Don't care.
That's a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. Apparently, it's all for charity, so it's got that going for it.
Well, maybe we'll be lucky and Ringo will die between now and then.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
Coming at Ringo. And congratulations to Chuck Norris.
Really?
A cheer for Chuck Norris?
Really? For 70-year-old retired Chuck Norris? You get that kind of reaction?
The governor of Texas made Chuck and his brother, Aaron, honorary Texas Rangers.
Well, that's a tie-in with a very popular TV show that's still on the air.
Wait a minute. That was canceled about 10 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Well, was he really not an honorary Texas Ranger before? No. He's been Walker Texas Ranger for like 30 years.
They just got around to it, Steve. They just got around to it.
What do you have to do? Come on.
Apparently, he just gets an honorary badge, but it is legal now for him to beat up Mexicans in Texas.
So
we
By the way,
got that going for him.
Ralph, take as much time as you want, but the Sharktopus tattoo is ready to go whenever you want it on stage.
You got the Sharktopus tattoo? Let's show up the Sharktopus tattoo if we can.
Let's definitely get this on the webcam.
Look at that thing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That is commitment to a Sharktopus.
Can we show the audience the Sharktopus tattoo? All right. You can walk the runway there. Show everyone the Sharktopus tattoo.
Everybody has to walk the runway.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She borrowed Kevin's striped shirt.
Thank you. I will sign that for you, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Well done, Nikki.
I'll sign it with my penis.
How are you going to do that exactly?
I don't even know what that means. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Ozzy Osbourne is 62 years old today. Did we ever think Ozzy would reach 62?
No.
He just performed at MSG like 2 nights ago. A big, big show.
I'm allergic to MSG. I never go there.
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, YU, IOTA. Daryl Hannah is 50 years old today. Julianne Moore is also 50.
Ooh.
Brendan Fraser is 42 years old today. Holly Marie Combs from Charmed is 37. And Amanda Seyfried celebrates her 25th birthday. Wow, is a big fan of Amanda Seyfried.
Too big.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with B.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Voting is over, for real.
For real this time, yes. Voting is over as of about 10 minutes ago. We've got elves backstage that are tabulating all of the votes. Then we'll put all the other factors in from on stage today to determine who will be Miss Double December 2011. We narrow down the top 9 to 3 when we come back in about 50 minutes. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest for you here on stage before we meet the Miss Double D's again. We're very happy to welcome for the first time down in Fullerton from the Jersey Shore, ladies and gentlemen, The Situation.
Yo, GTL like what? You know, Situation Nation 2010, recognize, represent everybody. Thank you for having me out here.
What the hell are you even talking about,
well,
Situation?
Well, at the bottom line is here, Mr. B Muscle, Mr. Bean, is that you can't spell absolutely without abs.
Oh, look at that. That's true.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
So, Situation, you get a chance to check out any of the talent for the Miss Double D pageant here?
I did not have a chance. I did throw my flak jacket on to check out the grenades that you're hiding backstage.
Oh, please.
But I was hoping that maybe we could dig a foxhole or perhaps a trench for me to hide from the massive amount of jiggliness and unnecessary, as we say, adipose tissue in the gym.
What are you talking about? These girls are in an unbelievable
shape.
What
I'm saying is these girls should not hesitate to lose weight. Oh,
wow.
All right. Now, the reason you're here today is why?
Huh? The reason I'm here today is for many a reason. It's to talk about the traditional Italian upbringing that I had and
don't
my feelings upon women because of it.
Oh,
and I saw that you were doing a contest.
You
saw? I saw that you were doing a contest to promote women and their looks.
Right.
And I appreciate that because women are very useful for having sex with. But it's oftentimes, am I right, fellas? It's oftentimes that a girl, you take her home, you get her nice and lick it up. You maybe throw some, you know, GHB leads to DTF, you know what I'm saying?
You get
her back to the house, and all she wants to do is blah, 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 blah. And it's like, honey, I want to knock your boots. I don't want your opinion.
Okay.
So now, I'm here to tell you that I have written a song.
You've written a song?
It's an R&B hit.
What?
It's an R&B hit.
How can it be a hit?
It's an R&B hit.
We haven't heard it yet.
I guarantee it's going to hit to the top of the charts.
Okay.
I worked on this with Rick Rubin, Scott Storch, and everybody else in the business.
I don't believe that at all. Listen, I want to hear your song, but your headphone cord is 1 second away from knocking the adult chuckle onto the stage.
When it's time for me to rock the microphone for reals, when it's time for me to do the musical talent portion of my performance, I'm going to take the headphones off so that I can interact with all the beautiful ladies out in the crowd.
Okay. All right. So the Situation
By
is
the way,
be, yes,
let
sir.
Me warn you. If you are, in fact, a grenade, go ahead and get the hell back from the stage.
Okay. Everyone is welcome here.
I might just punch you in the face.
We're happy to have all the listeners here, Situation. All right. What's the name of the song you're going to be performing for us?
Like I said, I wanted to talk about traditional gender roles and how women should understand their place in life. This is called Loving You Only the Way a Guido Can.
Loving You Only the Way a Guido Can. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the Jersey Shore Situation.
All right, it's time for me to get real romantic right now here. Remember, ladies, there's one thing we care about. And it's that pair of lips, not this pair of lips. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So listen up.
Girl, the weather forecast for tonight is rain. Rain. With various situation fluids.
Hey, hey.
And some low-grade champagne. Bubbly. Ooh, girl, I've got my wife beater on.
Yes, you do.
I just came from the tanning salon.
Yes, you did.
You know I'm looking nice and bronze. Let's get it on. I'm muscular and I'm tan. Fist pumping with my hand. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. Only the way that a Guido can, girl. I just made you a smoothie.
Huh?
Protein mixed with roofies.
No, no, no.
Now it's time to do my duty and wax that booty, girl. Don't want no conversation. I'm all about stimulation. Cause in my pants is the real situation. Muscular and tan. Fist pumping with my hand. I'm gonna love you. Ooh. Only the way that a Guido can. Now I need you to respond back to me. Boys, right here's the part where you sing with me, okay? So when I say something, you're gonna sing it back to me. Do you understand, fellas?
Yeah.
Say legs wide open.
Legs wide open.
Legs wide open.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut. That's right. You guys are getting it. You're very smart. You're a very smart crew. All right? Now, ladies, I want you to listen up. At my abs, you can't stop staring. I'm thinking about the ripping and the tearing. I want to have sex with you, then never talk to you again. It's true. I ain't got no time for conversation. No need for personality in my life. I want your genitalia. I don't want your opinion. No, girl. Muscular and tan. One more time. Check it, girls. I'm putting them on the glass. I can make the cheeks dance for you. Say Jim. Say tan. Say laundry. That's right, the three elements to a successful life. Now listen here, girls, before I close out for the night, just remember one thing.
Good morning.
You might be useful in sexual situations, but we don't need no conversation.
Wow.
Take it home. GTL, one more time for 2010. Recognize. Thank you. Situation Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Situation. I'm sorry you had to see that. Thank you, Situation, for stopping by.
Can I get some bottle service up in here?
All right, we'll see what we can
service?
Do for you. Right
Mr.
there.
May, I'm going to break you off in about 10 seconds.
Oh,
thank
all
you.
Right, we will
right,
narrow you, down the top nine to the top three. One step closer to Miss Double December 2011 when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 25 minutes after 9 o'clock.
That crowd you hear is with us at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California, the annual site. I think this is the fourth or fifth year in a row we've been down here, and they always treat us great as we do the Miss Double December pageant. Great crowd here today. Ralph Garman in a tuxedo on the stage.
Yeah!
We have our nine finalists who have been through all facets of the competition so far.
This is the most exciting part because we are going to name Miss Double December for 2011. But for me, it's also the saddest part because all of the girls have been great, and it's kind of hard to say goodbye to any of them.
I agree.
Especially this year. It was a great batch.
And they put themselves out there, all of them, and they really deserve a lot of applause.
But most of these girls are going home losers, though. That's the point, right?
Why do you have to be bad?
But I mean, that's what you're saying, essentially. They're
sadly,
all winners.
We are going to send home some girls, but I'd like to bring everybody out on the stage one last time to give applause to all the girls who entered. You girls would all come up on stage. Except for Bean, we all think they're winners.
I think they're all delightful. This has been a beautiful
lineup,
a beautiful group. Had a lot of fun to work with.
Wow, what a great bunch this year. What a great bunch of ladies.
And, of course, the ladies that don't win are welcome to apply again next year as well.
Absolutely.
Can they all win?
No, they can't, sadly.
All right.
We have tabulated the votes, and I have here in my hand the top three vote-getters.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is announce the top three vote-getters, And the rest of you girls, if you would, do us the favor and please exit the stage so just the top three are remaining.
With our thanks.
With our thanks. Our enormous gratitude.
So they have to go back to the house that they all live in and pack up their belongings and leave the competition.
This isn't a game show.
They are
this
no
isn't a reality show.
Eligible to be America's Next Top Model.
This is, you're wrong. Once again,
I'm
you're confused.
I'm sorry.
The top three vote getters this year for the Miss Double December Pageant 2011. Please remain on the stage. Steve-O is one of our top vote getters.
Wait, Steve-O just got on stage. Hold on a minute.
He's going to give him the once over.
I didn't know this was part of the...
I didn't either.
Steve-O is rubbing his chin like he's trying to figure out who wins.
He
is. It's up to him.
Steve-O knows that he doesn't just get to pick the winner, right?
The top three vote getters this year are Ashley, Lori, and Christine. Ashley, Lori, and Christine. If the rest of the girls would please, with our thanks, leave the stage. We would appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Ashley, Lori, and Christine.
I'm so sad to see
you
these
stick
girls
around.
Leave.
I know. They're all great.
But there's nothing wrong with any of them. What? Ralph's a bad man.
The listeners voted. The listeners voted. These are the top three vote getters.
Why are you a murderer of love?
I didn't vote. I didn't even vote this year.
All right. So these are our three finalists. What happens now?
Now I will announce our second runner-up. Should Miss Double December and the first runner-up be caught in some horrible Amtrak accident, she would have to take over the job.
Okay.
So odds are that's really not going to happen.
Right.
But we do have some lovely flowers for the second runner-up. We want to thank you for participating. The third highest vote getter this year is Ashley. Ashley, thank you so much for participating. These flowers are for you. Please give a round of applause for Ashley.
Boy, Ashley was getting off that stage fast enough, did she?
I hate to see her leave.
I do too, but I like watching her leave, though. Interestingly.
Our top two vote getters are on stage right here. Christine and Laurie were the two biggest vote getters online for the Miss Double December pageant.
Wow, I hear some definitely some fan chants from the audience here, Ralph. Everybody's got a favorite.
I think it is representative of the voting that these two girls seem to be the crowd favorites as well.
Let's do this!
So what I will do is announce the runner-up.
Okay.
With our thanks, and then, of course, the one girl who's remaining will be Miss Double December 2011.
Very exciting. The moment we've all been waiting for.
We will announce the runner-up right after this message.
Return.
All right, let's do this. It's the world famous K-Rock at 9:39.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The scene at the slide bar in Fullerton is two final contestants. There were nine, now there are two.
It's mayhem.
It is mayhem, I know. Ralph, I'm a little bit disappointed because they're not fighting. I was hoping they'd be fighting at this
Apparently,
point.
Apparently, all the girls have gotten along backstage this year.
What's up with that? I thought they were going to settle it.
That's
like
the first ever, I
like
think.
Like in a mat, you know, like in the octagon or something. I was hoping they'd settle it to determine the Miss Double December, but no.
No.
All right, so I guess it's time to do that thing.
Most exciting time of the entire year for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Someone's about to join our family.
Before we give the winner her crown and sash, let's say goodbye to Miss Double December from 2010, Danielle.
Danielle!
Who has been an excellent, excellent representative of our show this year. Really,
it's too bad we're never going to talk to her again.
We will talk to her.
She's dead to me.
She's got the crown and sash for the next Miss Double December. What I'm going to do first is announce the runner-up.
And then how will we know who wins?
Because the person that isn't the runner-up will be the new Miss Double December.
Wow, that's a lot of math. That's a lot of math to keep track of.
All right. And, of course, if Miss Double December can't complete her obligations, the
like that one year where the chick got knocked up.
Remember, that happened.
That's right. We did have a Miss Double D who got knocked up and had to resign.
The final votes have been tabulated.
Oh, no.
I will announce the runner-up. We will award the crown and sash to the new Miss Double December. And then she will walk and meet her new subjects.
So the first person you're going to mention is the winner.
The second highest vote getter.
The first person is the runner-up.
That's right.
Not the winner.
Exactly.
Okay.
The runner-up for this year's Miss Double December pageant is Lori. That means Christine is Miss Double December 2011.
How about that?
Congratulations, Christine. Now, don't rush it. Don't rush it.
The crown is being transferred
the
right now.
The crown is being given to her via the kiss from Danielle.
That was a beautiful thing.
The sash is being put on.
I love women who love women.
It's a beautiful, beautiful tradition.
We have a new Miss Double December.
We do. Christine, walk the runway and meet your brand new subjects. Miss Double December 2011, Christine.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
It's hard to deny that.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christine, the new Double December for 2011. Congratulations, how are you feeling right now?
I'm so excited.
We'll be seeing you this year at all the Kevin and Bean events, at Acoustic Christmas, at the Winnie Rose concert. Welcome to the family.
Thank you. This is amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
She showed you enough, guys.
Yeah, she showed you enough.
All right.
You've seen enough of her boobs. Thank you, Christine. Congratulations.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Let's hear it for the Slide Bar, by the way, for once again hosting our festivities down here.
Amazing job.
They are always tremendous hosts. We also want to thank our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk for providing the webcast today.
And the delicious liquor, because I'm a little buzzed.
I understand we set records on KevinandBean.com with a number of people who are tuning in from all over the world today to watch the festivities happening on stage. Let's hear it for our friend Steve-O!
Steve-O!
You can see Steve-O on stage tonight. Tomorrow night and Sunday at the Irvine Improv. Go to improv.com to have a great time down there with Steve-O. He promises to show you a bar trick that will get you free liquor for the rest of your life. That alone is worth the price of admission. And Ralph, before we say goodbye and sing that song we love so much, we also have a freebie for people listening to the
show
right now.
That's right. For folks who are listening who want to see a special advance screening of The Fighter, new movie starring Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale and Amy Adams and Melissa Leo. If you're one of the first five callers right now at 1-800-520-1067, you go to a special screening at Paramount Pictures. The movie, of course, is in theaters, selected theaters, on December the 10th. You can check it out.
And one more thing, if you do for us on your way out today, shake the hand of the great people from the United States Marine Corps that are down here today collecting toys.
Great job, guys.
We love them. We thank you for your service, and we thank you for being down here today. USA indeed.
USA,
Kevin, you ready to lead this crowd in a sing-along?
Absolutely. Let's do the song.
Got a great week of shows for you coming up next week, including tickets in the pit, as I understand, and backstage. Stage passes.
That's right.
All next week for Acoustic Christmas on the Kevin and Bean Show. So come on back.
So guard that joy, my friend. Pass it over to me. Do not so guard that joy, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll that number one. Just like the other one. This seems to be how we win.
What sort of booters you got there?
And I need another hit.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. I love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Just like the other one.
That's right, their breasts.
This one seems to be about to end.
They've had giant-sized cans.
And I don't have another cent.
I just want to say that it was an honor to meet you. Meet with the chick with the rat.
But don't fuck up that joint.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
Let's pass it around.
Look at me, I've got girl boobs.
But don't fuck up.
Howard vested in me, now pronounce you cancer.
But he's right. It's over.
I'm in love with seahorses. I'm in love with them. They're so beautiful and cute. I'm in love with the seahorses. They're fucking unreal. I love them. I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
What's my cue? You know what? It doesn't matter. I don't know my lines.
Cut! Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.